Welcome to another edition of BizBuzz on News Now Warsaw. In partnership with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce, here's today's BizBuzz.
Hi, this is Scott Wiley with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce with this episode of BizBuzz. Today, I've got some exciting news coming from Lincoln Elementary School. I'm here with Casey Sheevy and Hillary Stouter. Welcome, guys.
Hi, thanks for having us, Scott. My name is Casey Sheevy, and I'm a parent of two Lincoln Lions.
And I'm Hillary Stouter, the principal at Lincoln Elementary.
Yes. And you have this exciting program. You came up with a pantry idea for Lincoln School and for the community.
So I did not come up with the idea of the pantries, but I did bring it to Hillary in lieu of the snap cuts coming. We wanted to make sure that the Lincoln students were taken care of appropriately, have the resources they need, and the nutrition that they need over the weekend. The pantries were brought to Kosciuszko County during COVID by a group called Forward Indiana. They installed one of the first ones in Leesburg outside of Trump Realty. So kind of modeled after their leadership, their idea, that is how we brought it to Lincoln Elementary.
Great. That's great. And you said you were talking about this kind of fits into some of your core values here at Lincoln.
Yeah. Lincoln Elementary is a leadership school. And so we are working all the time on helping our students see needs in the community, see needs in our building, and being those leaders to fill those needs. We teach the 7 habits of highly effective people. And the 8th habit is called find your voice. And so Casey was really modeling that idea of finding a passion, something that she cares a lot about, and bringing it to Lincoln to say, how do we fill this need? I'm just so excited to be able to partner with her and make this happen so quickly to ensure that our families, not only that our families get what they need, but it gives such an opportunity for our neighbors, for our students to serve others. And that is truly what we're trying to teach them about what leadership means.
So this is a fantastic opportunity to fit in with your core values. Now, how are the students involved?
So I brought the idea to Hillary on a Friday because I was just a concerned parent about the students that I interact with on field trips with my volunteering for my kids. Brought the idea to Hillary on Friday. By Tuesday, we had a fully assembled pantry ready to paint. And that was when she suggested we get some classrooms involved.
So we had students in both 4th and 6th grade spend some time decorating it so that it looks inviting and you can see it from the street easily.
Oh, yeah, you can't miss it.
And it really does showcase that Lincoln is supporting this whole project.
And we got to have a few students come with us when we first opened it and stocked the items in it initially. And they really got to exemplify to their classmates what it means to give what you can as well as take when you need.
What a great model for the kids. And you have had great success with it. We just went out and took a picture with it. It was stocked full.
Yeah, it's been really, really encouraging seeing the immediate action from our community partners, from our neighbors, from other parents, on both sides, putting items into the pantry and taking items as needed. It's all about giving agency to folks who may not be food secure. They know their needs better than anybody else, and this allows them to advocate for themselves.
Now, this pantry, it's not just open to Lincoln families, is it?
No, it is open to the community. So anybody can add items. Anybody can take items as they see fit for their own personal needs. Everyone in the Lincoln community, we've got such a great core group of people who just want to pour into this community, and this is one way that they can do that.
Well, that's fantastic. Now, what are some items that you would recommend that people bring for the pantry to help stock it?
So we are focusing on non-perishable items and hygiene items. So hygiene, anything from soap, toothbrushes, toothpaste, deodorant, anything anyone or student might need to get ready for their day. And then non-perishable items, we like to have a good mix. So not everybody has access to a stove. Some are limited to microwaves. So keeping that in mind, we can do the Kraft box mac and cheese, but also maybe the microwavable cups, keeping resources in mind as we stock.
Okay. Now, if someone wants to donate, do they bring it into the office? Do they just go right straight to the pantry and fill the pantry?
Yeah, we are encouraging people to just stop by and take a look inside. And if there's space, fill it, keep things in your trunk. And it's a really easy location on the corner of Main and Colfax. And you can just pull right up and fill or take as you need.
Yeah, so it's on the corner of Main and Colfax. So it's outside Lincoln School. So you don't have to come into the school. You can come probably 24 hours a day to meet your needs. And so, well, thank you so much for doing this for our community. And bless you guys for everything that you do.
Thank you so much.
Does your church or nonprofit group have an event coming up? Well, let us know about it at news@newsnowwarsaw.com. You can get your event onto the newsnowwarsaw.com community calendar. All you got to do is email all the information to news@newsnowwarsaw.com. Please email your information at least 1 week in advance to the event, and we'll get that up on our website, and we will also voice it on the air for you. Again, that's news@newsnowwarsaw.com.
This is the story of a very special woman. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician or an entrepreneur. Her knowledge was limitless and still is. She could also make monsters disappear, especially those that lurked in the shadows under the bed. Once, this woman put back together a teenage girl's broken heart, which had been shattered in 1,000 pieces, just by giving her a bear hug. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Get it, slip it, cuff it, check it. Talk to the doctor now and share it.
I get it, slip it, cuff it, check it twice a day.
I get it, slip it, cuff it, check it in the morning and before dinner.
I get it, slip it, cuff it, check it, and share it with my doctor.
Nearly 1 in 2 U.S. adults have high blood pressure. That's why it's important to self-monitor your blood pressure in 4 easy-to-remember steps. It starts with a monitor.
Now that I know my blood pressure numbers, I talked with my doctor. We're getting those numbers down.
Get it, slip it, cuff it, check it. Talk to the doctor now and share it.
Be next to talk to your doctor about your blood pressure numbers. Get down with your blood pressure. Self-monitoring is power. Learn more at manageyourbp.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association. In partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
First Responders Children's Foundation takes care of the children and families the brave ones leave at home. Help us help them. These are the beautiful voices of police officers, firefighters, nurses, and teenagers who remind us that we can come together and create harmony and unity. Brave to 24365 to learn how you can help your first responder community today.
When a child is diagnosed with cancer, the last thing parents should have to worry about is how to pay for it. This is a St. Jude moment.
Calvin got diagnosed June 10th of 2018. He has Rhabdomyosarcoma sarcoma, a soft tissue cancer. One oncologist told us if it was my son, we'd go to St. Jude. And within 24 hours, we were on a plane headed here. It's hard to fathom what St. Jude has done for us. They've really given our family hope. For the donors out there, it's just amazing. I never thought we would be in this place. And it's people like you that help us and help St. Jude provide for a family like ours. St. Jude is like the gold at the end of a rainbow. And we are so grateful and thankful for everything.
Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Does your church or nonprofit group have an event coming up? Well, let us know about it at news@newsnowwarsaw.com. You can get your event onto the newsnowwarsaw.com community calendar. Please email your information at least 1 week in advance to the event, and we'll get that up on our website, and we will also voice it on the air for you. Again, that's news@newsnowwarsaw.com.
Hi, this is Scott Wiley with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce, and I'm here at Reinhold's Furniture and Mattresses with Brent Reinhold and Hannah Reinhold. And Brent, tell us about the awesome thing you're doing for our local community.
Well, as Veterans Day was approaching, we were talking here to try to figure out what could we do to not just recognize the veterans, because everybody appreciates the sacrifices they've made, but saying thank you for your service just seems like it doesn't go far enough.
Right.
And we came up with the idea of being able to donate 10% of all of our sales to some different organizations to be able to impact the people that they serve.
10% of all sales?
10% of all sales. And that can be, you know, things we have in stock. It can be closeout items. Mm-hmm. It can be things that we order. We're not trying to look for loopholes here. We're just trying to be able to give back. So it's pretty exciting. And we were trying to think of the timeline. Well, we don't want to do something for just a day. Mm-hmm. And really, even a week isn't enough. We want to make it impactful. So we've decided that from Veterans Day, all the way through the end of the month,
oh wow,
we're going to donate 10% of all of our business and be able to impact some of the different organizations. And we're doing it in honor of the veterans.
Well, that's huge. So, Hannah, what organizations are you supporting, and why did you choose those organizations?
Yeah, so to honor veterans, we decided the first charity of choice was Wounded Warrior Project.
Oh, great.
So we know that is a nationwide charity that supports veterans, their families, and just their needs that they have. Mm-hmm. We also wanted to support local. We see a lot of needs within our own community. And so with that, we chose Fellowship Missions.
Oh, perfect.
That is here in Kosciuszko County. And then we have a second location store in Columbia City. Mm-hmm. So we wanted to impact that community as well. So we chose Mission 25.
Oh, that's fantastic. So, and Brent, I know you guys have been here for about 40 years, and I know how special Reinhold's is, but tell us why someone should shop at Reinhold's Furniture and Mattress.
Well, you know, people are shopping for furniture and mattresses. We know it's confusing and it's pretty overwhelming for a lot of those people. So we just are very good at making it easy, making the process almost enjoyable, really, hopefully, so that in the process people can save time, money, and effort. So making it easy is one of the things that we're really good at. People don't always know the questions to ask, and it's not their job to come in and be digging to try to find the furniture. It's our job to ask the right questions, to know our products. So, you know, when people come in here, they're going to see quality. They're going to see companies or upholstery companies like Smith Brothers of Bern, which is made here in Indiana. They're going to see Lazy Boy in England and Franklin. So, you know, that side of things is very good. Mm-hmm. And then we also carry furniture for every room in the home. So it's not just living room furniture. It's not just mattresses.
Oh, okay.
Which we carry Sealy, Tempur-Pedic, and Stearns and Foster for mattresses, which are fantastic. Mm-hmm. But we also have dining room furniture and bedroom furniture, end tables, things like that. So we know that we have the products, and we just want to make sure that we ask the right questions to be able to get them what they want. Mm-hmm. People have been shopping here for years. And
you've been, 40 years in downtown Warsaw?
Yeah, we've been, it was 43 years ago that Dad purchased this business. And then prior to that, we were in Knox, Indiana, dating all the way back to 1936. So 89 years in the furniture business. And I'm third generation. Hannah, along with our sons, Stephen and Garrett, are fourth generation. So Hannah's a daughter-in-law married to our son, Brody. Mm-hmm. So we're just excited to be able to continue what Grandpa started and Dad started. And it's exciting for me to see the next generation just making things better and better for the community.
Mm-hmm. Well, as a member of the community for all those 40 years, I just really appreciate Reinhold, because you're not just here as a furniture store, not just here to make money. You guys are involved in, you guys support all the nonprofits, and you do so much for our community. You guys are really involved. Hannah, you're one of our chamber ambassadors, and Brent, you're on the board for Main Street Warsaw. Thank you so much for not just selling furniture, but really getting involved in and making Warsaw a better place. And Columbia City. Yeah. Thank you.
Yep. Thanks, Scott. Appreciate it.
You have been listening to today's edition of BizBuzz in partnership with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce. And be sure to join us next time for another edition of BizBuzz with News Now Warsaw.